The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 21st day of April 2022. And tonight, as he's standing by, he's the guy on the dials, and he does it with a smile. Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody, and it's Pledge Week.
It's Pledge Week. It is Pledge Week. Now, they've got grit. That's right, Ron and Barb Ritz. We got the Ritz here tonight. Say, you're supposed to say hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to answer phones.
These are our volunteers here tonight. All in here.
Be gentle with us.
And, of course, we have over there Radical Randy. Okay, he's coming up. He's coming up to the mic. There he goes. He's there. He's
be blessed, no stress, everyone. What I'd like to ask you for is that I want to ask a favor for everybody tonight. This is Pledge Week. You all are very generous people. We love you, and you're kind to us. But I'm going to ask for one grace tonight from everybody here. If you're going to give by plastic tonight, would you please call on 888-281-1110? And that's 888-281-1110. And the thing that I'm asking for more so, and obviously we appreciate the remuneration that you give to us to keep us on the air, but please be patient with us because we're trying in a new system tonight, hopefully to make it good for those that have been asking for it. And we just ask that you would be patient with us because obviously this is our first night doing it. Thank you very much. Be blessed. No stress, everybody.
All right, very
Randy,
good.
You're taking credit and debit cards tonight for the first time, right?
That's right. No, I think we took them last night, but we're doing it again tonight. And here we have, she speaks 500 words a minute. That's it. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. You left Lisa. Come back and get Lisa. Come get her. Okay.
500 words a minute.
Anyhow, and then we have way out yonder, that dusty old back roads preacher, none other than the parson Joel Larson.
And I cannot speak 500 words a minute. Cannot, but I will be glad to do what I can.
Now, we have a special guest here tonight, and Joe, this guy's almost normal.
So what's he doing with you?
I don't know. So anyhow, he is the professor of business at Notre Dame University, and he is on the Rocky River School Board. And it's none other than Pete Corrigan. Peter Corrigan.
Thank you very much for the introduction. This is as good of an introduction as I've gotten. He's almost normal. Thank you very much for that.
And last but not least, one who is not by any means normal, their hero, yours truly, me. There you go. What do you think of that?
Can I just say you're my teacher and mentor? Can we just leave it at that?
Well, you know, I really get a charge out of when I do that hero thing with McTernan and Holman. You know, they've got such strange expressions on their face. And so, anyhow, You ready to roll? This is Pledge Week. So right. So now, right off the bat, we got to light the phone lines up, folks. And Joe.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do we need to raise? The bills have to be paid by mid-May, right?
Well, yeah, it's by the 15th. So what do we need to raise by the 15th? I need
by the Ides of May.
Right. I need $66,654 by the 15th of May. Now, you might say, well, how do you do that? Because I know that during Pledge Week, you guys don't raise that much money. No, you're right. But what we do by Pledge Week, this is how we can figure what is going to come in. It's how we gauge what we expect to come in by what we get in at Pledge Week. Because normally, five times the amount that is pledged actually comes in. Because the vast majority of people don't call, they don't pledge, they just send it in. And they listen to the program, and they go to our website, which is wrwl.org, and then they just send it in. Now, I'm looking to see if, because I think we may have already gotten a pledge, but I'm not sure. I don't see that it's a new night here. So, yeah, there is a new night, and that is... Carl in Cleveland has pledged 200. Thank you, Carl in Cleveland.
It is a new night. It's the 21st, not the 20th. So you are right on both counts.
All right. Very good. Now, all right. So we're going to start tonight, Joe. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read this article, and this is a good article. And I'm going to do this instead of our scripture because it actually has the scripture in it that I wanted to use.
All
now,
right.
this fella here is on the very same, and by the way, Peter, you know, you want to comment, you got to just jump in here.
Okay, all
right. To get a word in edgewise, you
sure.
Got to jump in. And so we're on the very, very same mindset as this fellow, Jonathan Brentner. It's Brentner. And he has something called the Berean Review. And it starts like this, Joe. If there ever was a time in human history to be watching for Jesus appearing, it is now. I have read Paul's description of perilous times in 2 Timothy 3:1-5.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
Well, that was some good scripture, but that was the 2 Timothy 3, which we need to go to 2 Timothy chapter
2. 2 Timothy 2. Oh.
Okay.
I occasionally do some very dumb things, folks.
I know, but that was good anyhow. But go to 2 Timothy 3 now. Actually, read verse 3, 1 through 7.
1 through 7, 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's because they're never learning the truth. And when it says are those that sneak into houses, Joe, those are church houses that he's referring to, and today would be a perfect example of that with your prosperity churches where
churches, yeah.
They're getting everything but the Word of God, the truth. And so he goes on to say, Joe, that numerous times I've written Bible studies on this passage along with many blog posts, but my past examination of the text did not adequately prepare me for the wickedness and the deception that's rampant in our world today. Compared to what I once thought, the day in which we live is perilous times and steroids. Apart from an expectation that's firmly fixed on Jesus and his imminent appearing, I could not cope with all that I see, my blessed hope of seeing the appearing of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, has never been more precious to me than it is now. Titus 2:13.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The expectation of Jesus appearing is the anchor of my soul during these chaotic times, and I think he's just spoken for a lot of us, hasn't he?
I think he did, yes.
Let's first look at why we need such an eternal perspective before we focus on the necessity of placing all our hope in Jesus. Food shortages. Boy, we have some articles on this here. Even before the war in Ukraine, many farmers in the U.S. voiced concern over the rapidly rising cost of fertilizer and some wondering if they could even plant crops this year. Now with this conflict showing no signs of ending, this crisis is much, much greater for American farmers as well as for the world. Ukraine is a world leader in barley exports, and many refer to the nation as the breadbasket of Europe because of its wheat exports.
Yep.
The blue and gold flag of Ukraine depicts the blue sky above with golden wheat harvest below. Together, Ukraine and Russia account for 36% of all exports in the world. In Revelation chapter 6, 1 through 8, it's Revelation 6, 1 through 8, describes the first four seals that the Lord opens after we are in heaven. The third horse of the apocalypse is black, which symbolizes the deadly famine in which we will overspread the world during the beginning of the tribulation. In verse 6, we read about the critical shortage of two crops, Revelation 6, 6.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.
Boy, isn't that prophetic right now with what's happening today?
A little difference in the money, but the same idea, yeah.
Is it a coincidence that the shortage mentioned above verse are the very crops that the Ukraine exports to other nations?
No.
But will not be able to do this year? I don't think so.
That's not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence.
Okay. The predictions of devastating food shortages for later in 2020 are too numerous and varied for us to ignore. In fact, they have already begun in some places. Violent riots are happening in Peru because of the high prices and growing shortage of food. In Germany, the leaders of grocery chains say the food prices will soon rise 30 to 50%. In Argentina, the high cost and limited supply of fuel may cause a strike with one of the largest transporters of grain in the country. Walgreens has already limited the purchase of baby formula in the U.S. due to shortages. And the cost of our groceries will continue to rise throughout 2022 and will cause severe problems in many nations, especially for the poor and those on fixed incomes. In 2 Thessalonians 2:11,
and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.
The Apostle Paul writes about a future strong delusion that will lead multitudes astray during the tribulation. While I believe that this prophecy awaits a future fulfillment, we see evidence of the great deception everywhere we look. The strong delusion has already affected multitudes of people throughout the world, especially in America. For far too many Christians believe the lies that life will return to normal, or the church will rise up and somehow stop the onslaught of evil in our world. Yes, there are pockets of revival, and I praise the Lord for what I hear. However, Scripture tells us the Luciferian globalists will succeed in setting up their world government, over which the Antichrist will rule for a brief time before the Lord destroys both him and his kingdom. The multitude converging prophetic signs tell us that we live in the last days of human history as we know it. The mainstream media keeps people in the dark regarding the true agenda of the elite, power brokers in our world through their allies in the mainstream media. They feed people with an endless courses of lies that keep them from recognizing the reality of the world headed for the world government that the Bible describes as the beast in Revelation 13. Sadly, many mainstream media Christians do not recognize the signs of the end of the age, nor the dangers inherent in our world, where the spirit of the Antichrist gains more control each and every day. Evidence regarding the nearness of the New World Order in the tribulation period emerged in the emerging world government summit held in late March 2022. At the summit of global leaders, Pippi Melgrim, a globalist and leader, we played this here, this on the air several times, this clip. "We are on the brink of dramatic change that we are about to do. And I'll say that boldly, we are about to abandon a traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what is going on. And what he means is far greater control." Right. All right, folks, we need to light up those phone lines. We haven't had one call since the first caller called in. Carl, we got to hear from you. We've got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. We have all these volunteers in here tonight. They're just sitting there staring at the phone lines. Nothing's happening.
And we have something new. We're able to take credit and debit cards for the first time ever in this ministry. Ernie and I have never been the high-tech people.
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We've got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. We have approximately 2.5 hours the rest of this week to raise that money that we need to stay on the very station that you're listening to us right now. And so here, Mr. Malmgren also believes that many nations, including the U.S., will have digitalized monetary system in place this year, not a decade from now, but by the end of 2022. Once this happens, these elite globalists will merge with the electronic currencies of various nations into a one-world digitalized currency, which will further clear the path to the Marxist New World Order envisioned by the globalists. The worldwide monetary system will provide the coming Antichrist with an essential tool needed to control the buying and selling of all people. For the first time since John opened the words to Revelation 13, the technology exists for the mark of the beast, and soon a cashless system of exchange will further pave the way to it. I do believe that these globalists will allow the midterm elections in America to disrupt the progress that they have made in preparing. I do not believe that these globalists will allow the midterm elections in America to disrupt the progress that they are making in prepping the U.S. to accept the New World Order. I don't know how they will do it, just that they cannot allow it to impede their plans, and that's what we've been talking about for a while here. In recent blog posts, I reported on a high number of abortions that take place in the world each year. Infanticide is also a widespread evil that's become all too common in the U.S. A proposed law in California would make infanticide legal for a week after birth. And they want to do it for 28 days after birth, Joe.
After birth, yeah.
In the recent blog post, I reported the demonic practices of abortion and infanticide all alone verify the prophetic warnings of Psalm 75:8.
"For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof. All the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them.
But there's so much more going on with the sex trafficking and the promotion of transgenderism and the lewd, belligerent, gross...
child abuse.
Right. The LGBTQ, which is lewd, belligerent, gross...
gross. Transgressors. Queers.
And queers. Agenda.
Now they've got that, they add some other things that don't mean anything.
Yep, agenda to grade school children. It's institutional child abuse. It's demonic. The Florida legislature needed to pass a law to keep teachers from promoting the lewd, belligerent, gross, transgressing, queer lifestyle to children's in the kindergarten through the third grade. One kindergarten teacher complained because the law meant that he could no longer promote his sodomite lifestyle in his class. How sick is all of that?
Well, the University of Oklahoma had a drag queen story hour geared toward children as young as two. It was for children 2 to 5, so now they're going down to 2-year-olds.
Wow. They also, in their state capitol, had a thing with the satanic statue set up where they would allow, where you would have a nativity scene, they would have
that.
Yeah. Disney openly admitted that they not only promote lewd, belligerent, gross, transgressing, queer agenda to young children, but they also plan to increase such grooming of children as for such things. All these things would have qualified for the Twilight Zone decades ago. Now they are mainstream. How close must we live in America to God's judgment? For those outside of Christ, now is the time to look to Jesus, your Savior, the one who bore punishment for your sins on the cross, John 3:16. For God so loved... Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, you had John. I had John 14.
Well, no, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish but have eternal life. Just hours before he sacrificed death, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. That's John 14.
14:6.
6, yeah. I love the simplicity of the apostles, John's words in 1 John 5:11-12. 1 John 5:11-12.
1 John, I'm sorry, do you have that? I didn't. I had John 5. First, here it is. 1 John 5.
Yeah, I got it here.
11.
And this and is this, the, go ahead.
And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
Whosoever has the Son has life, and whosoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Knowing Jesus as your Savior equals eternal life. If you continue to reject Christ's offer for forgiveness and eternal life, you will likely face a horrifying future during the rapidly approaching tribulation period. And apart from Christ, you will endure an even worse fate in hell. That is a fact. Please do not delay. Call upon the name of Jesus now. Romans 10:13 says, go ahead, Joe.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
For those of us securely in the arms of our loving Savior, now is the time to recognize that we may be with Jesus in paradise in the very near future. Now is the time to hold our dreams and aspirations loosely in your hands and view life with a perspective that values eternal realities over the temporal things of life. Romans 8:18.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Now is the time for all of us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. He alone is our hope amid a world headed for destruction. All other hopes will result in disappointment. Only eager expectation fixed on Jesus, imminent appearing, will see us through the traumatic times that may lie ahead for us. Just before Jesus appears to take us home, Philippians 3:20 says,
for our conversation is in heaven, and whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Our joyous, exciting, and forever adventure starts with Jesus and his imminence appearing. If you have doubts about the validity of the pre-tribulation rapture, please consider reading my book, The Triumph of Redeemed, an Eternal Perspective that Claims Our Fears in Perilous Times, with Calms Our Fears in Perilous Times, which is now available on Amazon. In this book, I explain the necessity and foundation of an eternal perspective that we as followers, amen. Now, we want to say here, Lori in Oregon pledges 50. Thank you, Lori in Oregon. 888-888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this with more. There you go.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, "We want this country back. Freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore." Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, "We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not.
No, we're not gonna take it anymore. And folks, we need for you to help us. Boy, do we need for you to help us tonight. We really do. The phones are not ringing. So please, those of you that want to donate with plastic, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Or you can go to our website, wrwl.org. It tells you all the different ways that you can donate. And also it tells you the different areas where my Sunday morning service is on. So the message is up there on the internet, and it tells you where to go and how to find it. So 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. All right, we have Steve in Michigan, pledges 50. Thank you, Steve. Steve in Michigan pledges 50. And, he pledged 200. Well, thank you. All right, thank you. So,
you can read reading, but you can't read writing, huh?
Well, no, it was changed. It changed on us.
I thought maybe Lisa was at it again with the wild pen.
No.
I just wanted to remind folks that we are totally listener-supported. No one in this ministry has ever, since the day Pastor Ernie started on the radio about 50 years ago, has taken a dime in, salary or anything. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this thing going. And we're here being a watchman on the wall. It's what God called Pastor Ernie and those of us that work with him to do. And your donations pay the bills. And that way we don't have to trust sponsors who panic when we say things that the government doesn't want you to hear and the IRS is not happy, things like that. So it's a partnership between you and the ministry, a true partnership. Your donations pay all the radio bills. And being a ministry, we have to be able to make each radio station we broadcast on totally supported, be able to be self-sustaining. And that is one of the big problems. We have some stations that we might have to go on, off. And once we lose a station, I don't think we've ever gotten one back.
No, but, the point of it is, Joe, we've come very, very close. But by God's grace and by God's grace alone, we didn't go off. We haven't gone off in a year. And so, praise the good Lord. Listen, Richard in Michigan pledges 50. Barbara in North Canton pledges 25. Those numbers, again, if you want to pay by credit card, it's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And we're going to go right now to our guest tonight, Pete Corrigan. Pete, the public education system. Well, tell me, you were telling me some encouraging news about some of the students that are starting to awaken. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So I have kind of an interesting career. I worked in a multinational. I was a COO and spent time all over the world, including Argentina. It was interesting that you talked about Argentina a little while ago. I went through some very tough times in Argentina, and we actually, when the government collapsed, the Argentines were facing a hunger issue. About 20% of the population was under hunger stress, and I was tasked to go down there and help salvage our business and make it healthy. So I got to watch firsthand the effects of what can really happen when a government implodes on itself, when government policy turns on its own citizens. Fortunately, we were able to pull that out, and I went on to other things. But I finished my term with that company, and essentially I retired, and I took up the mantle of teaching. I'm a professor right now at a school called Notre Dame College of Ohio. It's not University of Notre Dame in South Bend, but there's a Notre Dame College in Cleveland, Ohio. And I teach business, and I've been doing it for about seven years now. I used to have students that would come in that were, I would say, fully indoctrinated, and I would ask them simple questions like, what do you think of the $15 an hour wage? And, they all wanted $15 an hour. And there was this subtle shift about 2 years ago, and it went from students who just bought the mainstream party line to students who are now looking at things with the much more judicious eye. So I have students now that are not believing the media, not believing the mainstream media, not believing the message they're getting from the government, and they're reaching out for some kind of learning, some kind of teaching wherever they can get it. They know they can't trust the media. And that was almost an overnight shift. That wasn't gradual. It happened before COVID. And I just want to tell all your listeners, there's hope. There's real hope when you're standing at or sitting at ground zero, watching it and watching that change. It's really encouraging.
Well, there's some other encouraging things too, mm-hmm. as you said before. Look, since you called COVID, even before that, a number of different organizations have taken a real hit where it comes to credibility. One, the medical associations, people don't trust them. I mean, people are scared to death to go to hospitals now.
That's right.
I've had more people tell me they feel so betrayed by their own doctors, so betrayed because their doctors told them to get the poisonous poke, to get the what they call the vax, which was really a death shot. And people are dying left and right. And to this very day, people are dying left and right. And you won't hear a word of that on what they call the mainstream media because they're bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Now, we've seen the medical association, but also the public education system took a massive hit when parents started finding out what their children were being taught in the public school system. That caused outrage in a lot of people. We've seen it across the country. And this past elections that they had for school boards, well, tell us, what have you seen?
Sure. It happened in our community. I think it started with parents actually watching what was going on in the remote teaching with students. And I have direct experience with remote teaching. I had to do it during COVID with my university students. It's very, very easy for students to fire up a camera and then just it's off and running. You don't know who's in the room, who you're teaching to. Presumably it's your student. But I think that's what happened in school systems all across the country. And I think parents started to look and listen to what was going on and took a step back, a pause, and said, wait a minute, this isn't what we thought was happening. So there's been a slow, maybe more than slow, but a bubbling up of outrage from parents who are saying this isn't what we bought into. In school systems all over Ohio, I can speak for Ohio, candidates stood up, like myself, ran for school board positions, and we've won quite a number of them. We've won quite a number in Northeast Ohio, and we've won a number of them across the state. So we have more of an ideological shift. In my own system, I was actually a swing vote to change us from a progressive school board to more of a conservative or moderate board at worst, but a conservative board. And that's led us to, I would say, more common sense, logical, rational thinking and decision making. And it's really encouraging.
Well, progressive is just another word nowadays for Antichrist communist is what it is.
Okay? I agree.
So what you have, too, the NEA has been communist forever. The NEA has been communist forever. We told people back in the 70s, okay, about them. So they've taken a huge, huge hit. Pedophilia is rampant. Pedophilia is rampant amongst the Democratic Communist Party, okay? Mm-hmm. And parents are starting to figure this out. Even a number of Democrats are starting to say, you know what, we got to do something, and we got to change the school boards. Okay, what do you think, Joe?
I was going to ask Peter, have you looked at the textbooks? About 25, 30 years ago, I started screaming about what was in the textbooks, what they were taking out, what they were putting in. There would be a paragraph on George Washington. There'd be pages on Marilyn Monroe and her marriages, and who was that other one that took drugs and died. Anyway, the textbooks had gone crazy many, many years ago, and I'm wondering, are parents waking up to how horrible most of their textbooks are in schools?
Yeah, that's actually right now an issue in our school system. We have parents taking a look at the curriculum and taking a look at specific textbooks.
Finally.
And stepping back and saying, wait a minute, we have some issues with this. And they're raising the issues with the school board, and the issues are being raised to the curriculum, the person in charge of curriculum for the school system. But that really takes an effort to come from the parents. Now, we're fortunate in that we have a school board that can stand up for this and can express our views to the school system and do something about it. But a number of school boards don't have that yet. So they're going to soft walk it away and ignore it. I encourage people to really get involved and find out what's going on in their local school systems, and if necessary, either stand up and run for school board themselves, or find candidates that can run and be put on these boards and do something about it.
All right, Barbara and
retired professor
Valley Forge pledges 50. Joe in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Danielle in Massachusetts pledges 50. Anonymous in Illinois pledges 1,000. Diana in Arizona pledges 100. Eric in Cleveland pledges $10. Right now, where we need approximately 4,200 short of our goal for tonight, 4,200, and we have approximately 54 minutes to get that. So, again, if you're going to help us with by plastic credit cards, it's 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Okay, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right. You see, a lot what's happening about this mask, what is it? First of all, and I'm listening to these people, and they're saying, well, I'm going to continue to wear a mask, to be safe. Those idiots, and I hate to say this, but they are. Those masks are absolutely do you no good. They don't stop any virus. Right on the box when you buy those things, it tells you in there these will not stop any virus. Right on the box, okay? So when someone says, why aren't you wearing a mask? Say, well, I'm wearing underwear. And if they say, well, that won't stop any virus, then say either way your mask, okay?
Right.
And you might go ahead and say everybody knows that people wear masks don't wear underwear. That might help too.
Right. Well, I've been vilified for saying something real similar.
Yeah.
We took masks off fairly early in our school system, and it was, from the standpoint of the superintendent, it was a risk, and we had people calling us murderers and all kinds of stuff for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden the cases dropped, and the noise went away.
Let me tell you, folks, listen to me, please, listen. It's got nothing to do with stopping the virus. It's about control. It's about control. It's to get you to learn to heal like a dog. And it's got nothing to do at all. It will not stop a virus. It's simply about control. Tell him, Joe.
It has always been the entire history of education from the states of Sparta all the way up through, and I've done research on it and lectured on it. Education was designed so that the people would be obedient to the state. No matter what truth was put in front of them, they would believe what they were told by their beloved government. That's been the history of education in the world in a paragraph.
Absolutely. Biden is trying to now, he's promoting, okay, Jobama, if you want Jobama, Biden. I believe right now his polls have him down, his ratings in the 20s right now. This man, he wants to increase the amount of children that are murdered by abortion. He's a very wicked, he's an ungodly, and Joe Biden is an antichrist. He is an antichrist as the day is long. He wants to increase the amount of children that are killed by abortion. Now, he's also he's wanting to push extreme, really extreme environmental guidelines on us, which would really take a hurt our economy. It would shut down more businesses more than ever before. Now, I wanted to just tell you about this here. We talked about this a little bit before. Planned starvation. Grain deliveries by rail to be partially halted, devastating dairy herds and meat operations nationwide. This is being done on purpose. They want to control you by the food. Bill Gates, and by the way, Joe Biden is bought and paid for. He's owned by China, folks. The whole Biden crime cartel is owned by China. He is in debt to China, not to America. Joe Biden is not representing you and I. He's representing the Chinese. And so they have bought up between Bill Gates and the Chinese government. They bought up. They're the largest landowners in America.
Wow. I got to interrupt here, and I got to have to say something. I was on this show like 10, 11 years ago. Do you remember what we talked about? We talked about genetically engineered seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about the control of the food supply. This was like 12 years ago. This is your conversation with me, and we were talking about the hypothetical nature of it and the control of the food supply 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And here we are, and now it's facing us. It's come right to our doorstep. I wanted to remind you of that. I'm blown away by.
Well, you'll remember going back all the way back to the 80s, we were telling you about the depopulation movement, the globalist depopulation, and we told you what they were going to do. I sat in their meetings. They had meetings right there in Rocky River where you're at.
Right, right.
They had their meetings there, the World Health Organization, Sierra Club, Planned Predators, the ACLU.
Yeah.
And they were openly talking about means by which to depopulate our planet. And amongst them, of course, was starvation, wars. But one of the major things that they said that vaccines would be it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing that now. And the fake news media is in cahoots, up to their eyeballs, with the globalists. They're a part of it. And, you know, all you got to do, folks, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, call your local funeral homes and ask them if they've been busy lately.
Wow.
They're swamped.
I was in a corporation, and we were doing imports and exports around the world. And these problems with supply chain, these problems with the food supply, they're very solvable. They're very solvable problems. They're policy initiatives that have shut us down. They're not something that we can't control. And I'll just tell you, from being a professional of doing that for 35 years, I know how to solve them. I know what we can do, but it just seems like every time we try to get something solved, the government gets in the way.
Well, that's
exactly. They're not trying to help us. They are trying to break. Well, you remember the Cloward Piven?
Yep.
What we're seeing is Cloward Piven in action. This is exactly what's happening to bring America to its knees so we can foment the communist revolution to have a one world order. But I got some good news. We're the Heritage Seed, not far from where I live in Missouri, is the Heritage Seed, where there are many farms have come together, and they are growing and raising up the old seeds that will reproduce and selling them, and they sell them all over the world. And one of the big areas that a lot of that stuff is raised because of all the other seeds are controlled. The big corporations control the patents. But these heirloom seeds are being grown, and Missouri is one of the biggest suppliers of heirloom seeds in the world. And it's amazing how many people stock up. And realizing that the future, we can't be controlled if people can raise their own food, their own gardens, and that is part of fighting back, folks.
We're going to grow a garden. I'm planning on, I haven't done one in many years now, but I'm going to do one this year. And so I'm going to need to get some of those seeds. Deanna in Arizona pledges 100. Eric in Cleveland pledges 10. Audrey in New York pledges 50. Annie in Maple Heights pledges 40. And Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say one thing real quick. You can do two things. Those seeds can be vacuum sealed and packed in cans with oxygen absorbers, and they last for up to 20 years. They can also be frozen and last 25, 30 years. And there are many things people can do. It's one of those things people say, what can we do? Well, you can have a supply of heirloom seeds, and if you need to, you turn your backyard into a garden.
Wow.
All right. You know, folks, I want to talk about control again. You've got to understand, we've got to obey God rather than man. You've got to do that. So this thing, when they come back, because they will, they're going to come back and try to force the masks on you. Again, Biden is going to be hosting a summit where their goal is to vaccinate every single living person in the world, okay?
In the world, yep.
Okay, that's their goal. Now, not all the vaccines are the like. Those that you see, these politicians you see getting them there on TV, their vaccine's a little different than the rest, you know. Their vaccine usually is saline, salt water, okay? How do you know that? Well, you see, I happen to know a lot of doctors, frontline doctors, and they know their doctors. And it's a common practice. Everybody knows what's going on.
Wow.
Except for Joe Sixpack, you know, out there. If you go here, I got to just go over because this describes it so perfectly. If you go over to Proverbs chapter 2, in Proverbs chapter 2, it describes communism to the core, really. Let me just go here. In Proverbs 2, folks, you see, now, again, we've had this all along. You've had this all along here. It says, I'm going to start in chapter 1, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go this. He says this. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come, let us lay wait for blood, and let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. That's describing abortion, euthanasia, folks. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. This is that, right? And so, my son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy fruit from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Now, he goes down and he says in verse 20, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in chief places of concourse in the opening of the gates. And she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge? That's exactly, that describes perfectly our society today. Mm-hmm. Perfectly. So we're coming up to a break. How much time do we have before that break? Okay. So we're coming up to the break. Let me see. Did we have any more pledges since I looked last? No.
Looking, it was like that Representative Cori Bush has poured out tens of thousands of dollars into more private security during the first quarter of 2022, pushing her security bills to $300,000 as she continues to demand and call for defunding the police.
Yeah.
The police that are fired get hired under security detail to keep her safe while she screams, defund the police.
All righty. 888, folks. Listen, if you're going to donate by credit card, it's 888-281-1110. We really need to help you. We came up short 2 days this week. We can't afford to do it again tonight. And so we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come. A whole lot more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Be the land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learned a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com. Yee!